Shabbat Shalom, brethren. Shabbat Shalom. Today is Shabbat Hagadol, which means the Great Sabbath. This is one of the most important Sabbaths in the whole year. Hallelujah. I would have said it's the greatest or the highest Sabbath, but no, that wouldn't be true. Because Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, the day on which sin is done away with altogether, forevermore, it's in eternity, and also Judgment Day is the greatest or the highest Sabbath of the year. But what I would say is prior to Yom Kippur, or shall we say if we have to grade them into levels, after Yom Kippur, this is the next one, after which comes the Pesach one. So today, Saturday, the 9th of April, 2022, and Nisan 8 is Shabbat Hagadol. Now, Shabbat Hagadol is, this particular one is named this way because it precedes the Passover festival. Now, the Passover festival usually is observed on the 14th day of the Hebrew month called Nisan. But 4 days before that day, so that the 10th day of the Hebrew month called Nisan, is Shabbat Hagadol. It's named so from a long time ago. Even people like Adam and Abraham were observing these days. It's just that, you know, the Torah, the Genesis to Deuteronomy is summarized. That's why it's difficult for us to see the, you know, this evidence. So you would have to read books like the book of the Joshua, the Upright Man, Jubilees, the Legends of the Jews, the works of Josephus, and many other books to be able to see the connections. So this 10th day, even before the children of Israel were in Egypt or Mizraim, this 10th day of the Hebrew month of Nisan was actually observed by Abraham, by Shem, by Adam, Noah, and all the righteous seed from Adam. So by the time Yahweh declared in Exodus chapter 12, that this day, the 10th day of Nisan, shall be a day to select the lamb for that would be slain on Pesach, or the eve before Pesach, the children of Israel knew about it because they were always updated about the history of their forefathers. It wasn't something new, and it's been carried on from generation to generation. And, you know, Yahweh selected this day knowing that it would also be the very day on which Yahushua HaMashiach would be selected by Israel as the lamb to be slain for Israel and for the Gentiles. So the rest of the world is called Gentiles. Now, so this 10th day of Nisan is highly important on the calendar of the Most High God. Now, this 10th day of Nisan, it doesn't always fall on a Shabbat. So the week, the day that Yahweh set apart as the day of rest and worship unto him and nothing else, no work and no stressful activities are to be done on the Shabbat. So this day doesn't always fall on the Shabbat that is spoken of in Genesis chapter 2 verse 1 to 3 and Exodus 28 to 11 and many other holy biblical scriptures. So whichever Saturday it is that you know, is nearest to the Passover festival, we are to honor that Saturday as Shabbat HaGadol. But when the 10th day of Nisan comes after that, we should try to also honor that day by giving thanks and praise to Abba Yahweh, worship Him. We can read the scriptures related to that day and honor Him in that way. So last year we did two nights of praise. That's why we were led. Two nights of praise and worship around this season of 10th, of Nisan 10. Now, so Nisan 10 this year falls on Monday the 11th of April. Obviously, it's not easy to declare that as a Sabbath. So what we would have to do is to celebrate that day in advance, which is today. There was a year in which this day, the 10th of Nisan, fell on the Saturday. I've forgotten which year it was, maybe 3 years ago from now. And so everything fell into place in the very, as you know, just like it was in the very year that Yahushua HaMashiach died. You know, the year, it's the year 5500. Anyway, he came in the fifth millennium, but halfway through the fifth millennium, because he said to Adam that in 5.5 days I will come and I will bring salvation to you and the rest of mankind. And that's the year 5500. But remember that he was born before this all happened. So anyway, the 10th day of Nisan is extremely important to pay attention to and to honor every year. I've forgotten what I was going to say. I'm so sorry because I've diverted a little bit, but hopefully the memory will come back to me. There's a lot to discuss regarding Passover and the 10th day of Nisan. I honestly don't know where to begin, and I don't know. I may end up not saying everything I need to say because various revelations were given to me this morning as I was studying. But whatever the Lord is able to bring to my memory to say or leads me to share, I will share in these audios. Today is a very important day. Next Saturday may be difficult to do any audios, but if possible, I will try to do some audios on Passover because it's a very important day. And, you know, it's that Saturday. Next Saturday will also be a high Sabbath. So Friday evening to Saturday will be high Sabbath, the first day of Pesach. Then from Saturday evening to Sunday evening is also another high Sabbath next week. And then on Monday, that will be the 16th day of the Hebrew month Nisan. So all those 3 days, Yahushua is in the grave. And then on the 17th day of the Hebrew month called Nisan or Aviv, Yahushua resurrects. So our resurrection celebration this year will be on Tuesday. Let me see. 11 plus 7 is 18. So it will be 19th, Tuesday the 19th of April 2022, not Sunday. Please do not fall into the temptation of observing Good Friday or Easter, because they are pagan celebrations and they taint our garments, they taint our souls, they taint our spirits. Yahushua HaMashiach did not die on a Friday, neither did he resurrect on a Sunday. So I've remembered now what I was saying earlier on, that the year in which Yahushua HaMashiach died on the cross, it so happened that Shabbat HaGadol fell on Saturday. So it was a Saturday, like a usual weekly Sabbath, but extra special because it's Shabbat HaGadol, the greatest or the high Sabbath. And then 4 days later, so on a Wednesday, the fourth day of the week, Yahushua HaMashiach was crucified. And that, because he died on a Wednesday and he resurrected on a Saturday, not a Sunday, as most people claim it is. That is a lie from the pits of hell through the Romans who are Esau. And remember, Esau is the serpent seed. His job is to just promote paganism, idolatry, deception, and lead people to hellfire. So, Yahushua HaMashiach died on a Wednesday and rose on a Saturday. And if you count from Wednesday, so from sunset Tuesday to sunset Saturday, those are 3 days, three complete days. Hallelujah. And nights. Now, when Yahushua resurrected, as we have always shared on our website, he never declared a change of Sabbath ever. Yes, in the book of Acts, it may be that it is written that, Apostle Paul broke bread on a Sunday with the people he was preaching to, maybe in Rome, I've forgotten which area. But that doesn't necessarily justify the argument that the Sabbath was changed to Sunday. It was never changed. You will never see any scripture in the biblical, the holy biblical scriptures claiming that Yahushua said that henceforth today, the day I've resurrected, which is Sunday, is the Sabbath. Never. And we are not supposed to put things there that he hasn't said, because that is a sin. So he cannot resurrect on the day that the devil has set apart as his Sabbath, which is Sunday. He would have to resurrect on a holy day that he has set apart for himself from the beginning of creation, because that will tally up with all the prophecies that have been released concerning his concerning the future, concerning his testimony in our lives. So Shabbat HaGadol was a Saturday in Yahushua's time, and then you've got the 4 days later, Yahushua was arrested and crucified. He stayed on the cross for 6 hours, as we all know, at which point he died. Now, these days on which he died were chosen by Adam. Adam chose the days somehow. I've forgotten the story now because I've not read it for a long time. But I do know that it's written in the first book of Adam and Eve. And when it happened, Yahushua HaMashiach appeared to him as the word of Yah, and spoke to him and let him know, "Oh Adam, you have just selected the days, prophetically selected the days on which I will come and suffer for mankind." So Adam also experienced what Yahushua experienced on these days. Well, close to what he experienced, because he is the first Adam, and therefore a prophetic image of what, or prophetic, okay, I don't know. A prophetic image of what was to come in the future, because we call Yahushua HaMashiach the second Adam when he was in human form. Now, so Shabbat HaGadol is a very special day. It's a very important day. It's a celebration of Exodus chapter 12, verse 1. Well, the whole chapter, basically. You would have to read the whole chapter to understand what this day is about. I don't have much time to read the whole chapter, But what I can say, I can read the first few verses, which says from verse 3, speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to their father's houses, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too little for a lamb, then he and his neighbor next to his house shall take one according to the number of the souls, according to what everyone can eat. You shall make your count for the lamb. So he doesn't want greediness. He wants the lamb to be able to suffice each household, which means a lot of wisdom was required because nothing was to be left over. Now, Yahweh Father specifically said in verse 5 that your lamb shall be without defect, so no spot, no wrinkle, as we see in Ephesians chapter 5:27. A male, a year old, you shall take it from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at evening. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel on the houses in which they shall eat it. They shall eat the meat in that night, roasted with fire and unleavened bread. They shall eat it with bitter herbs. Don't eat it raw nor boiled at all with water, but roasted with fire, with its head, its legs, and its inner parts. You shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. But that which remains of it until the morning, you shall burn with fire. This is how you shall eat it: with your belt on your waist, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is Yahweh's Pesach or Passover. So it's interesting that he calls it his Yahweh's Passover, not our Passover, though whatever is his is ours. It is, so is the day on which he passed over Israel and did not allow death to overtake them. For I will go through the land of Egypt, Mizraim, in that night. I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Mizraim, both man and animal, against all the gods of Egypt, Mizraim. I will execute judgments. I am Yahweh. The blood shall be to you for a token on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And there shall be no plague. There shall no plague be on you to destroy you. When I strike the land of Mizraim, this day shall be to you for a memorial. And you shall keep it a feast to Yahweh throughout all your generations forever. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. Even the first day you shall put away yeast out of your houses. For whoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. So in the first day there shall be to you a holy convocation, and in the seventh day a holy convocation. No kind of work shall be done in them except that which every man must eat. That only may be done by you. You shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in this same day I have brought your armies out of the land of Mizraim. Therefore, you shall observe this day throughout your generations by an ordinance forever. So, and then he gives the dates, which is the 14th day of the first month of the year. And he goes on and on and on. You can continue to read this in your private time. I just want to highlight something about the firstborns, because this day is about the firstborn. Israel becomes the firstborn of creation. Well, after Yahushua HaMashiach, because he chose them, he brought them out of bondage, he set them apart as his firstborn children. Hallelujah. Now, I was reading last week about from the Legends of the Jews, and I got to understand the issue of the firstborns a little bit more. From the days of Adam, the firstborn was always the person to become the priest or to take over from their father and therefore be the priest of their home. So when Adam died, he handed over to Seth, and handed over to his descendant, and so on and so forth. Now, the other thing is that the animal garments that Yahweh made for Adam as they were living the Garden of Eden, those were priestly garments. They were very special, made by Yah, priestly garments. It is not said in the book of Genesis or anywhere else in the holy biblical scriptures that we have as the 66 books, but if you read in the lost books of the Bible, it is highlighted in the section that talks about Jacob, the time when Jacob was to receive the blessing from Isaac. So those garments were priestly garments, and that's why anybody who put them on was highly empowered spiritually and physically. They were not garments to take lightly. And whenever the firstborn was about to die, they had to take off those garments and pass them on to the next person. It's just like Elijah, as we learned the other day, Elijah the Tishbite. His garments were brought from heaven and given to John the Baptist to use during his ministration on earth. Now, the firstborn, Ham ended up stealing these garments and passed them on to his children, and Nimrod ended up inheriting them. Now, some years later, when Nimrod had a revelation about he didn't say Abraham, but he worked it out that it would be the seed of Abraham that would end up killing him. And indeed, Esau fulfilled that prophecy by killing Nimrod one day. And after the two men that were with Nimrod, after killing Nimrod, he stripped him of those garments, the priestly garments that came from Adam, and he kept them. And he believed that as the firstborn of his parents, he would inherit those priestly garments. One of the reasons why Esau fought so hard to come out as the firstborn from his mother's womb was because he knew the benefits of being the firstborn, and one of them would be to become the priest of the home. Meanwhile, he had no interest in the things of Yah, so therefore he would pollute the lineage of Abraham if indeed he would be the priest of the home, because all he ever did was practice paganism. And then he married people that encouraged him to practice paganism as well. So Esau stole the garments he took them from Nimrod. It was by design, so that Jacob could inherit those garments eventually. The day of the blessing, of the release of the blessing, Jacob got those garments back through his mother's help. He was dressed very well. That is part of the thing that helps to disguise his appearance. I need to bring this to an end, but we all know that as time went on, Yahweh scrapped the law to do with firstborns becoming the priests. I also want to say that because firstborns were very special throughout every generation, the Egyptians took it to a whole other level by worshipping them. And so This is why the plague of killing the firstborn came upon them. Now let me stop here. Shabbat shalom. We'll continue in the next audio.